This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is time for us to do the usual thing, the end of the week. We take time on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to go through the stories, the top 10 stories, according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They are represented here extraordinarily well, if I do say so myself, because it's not me. It's Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher. And so we have the people list, the story list, and we have the convention to talk about that will be held next week. I want to spend a few minutes on that to tell people what they might expect in terms of listening to what's happening in the world with the personalities. That's the big thing. A lot of personalities will be on board in attendance. So we'll get to that after we kind of go through this story list, maybe take a few shots, a couple of cracks at some items here that are on the list. So where do you want to start, story list or people list, Michael?
Well, let's start with the story list. We always do that, and we're creatures of habit. We have a tradition to uphold. People will complain. People will complain if we go with the people list first. Go, what did you, I was expecting the stories list first. Boy, I love that opening music. I just realized how exciting it is.
It is. All right, Phil, play it again.
Listen to that. It's like old time radio.
Yeah. Talk radio, you know, content show.
But you know that old the newsroom from high atop a tower. No, he's not playing it again. Okay, so I'll just go.
No, he's trying for whatever reason,
the record fell off the turntable.
Yeah, no, he just played it. I don't know where. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Very
you see,
more
I told you,
than it's worth
you can't change the format. And see, even the computer is rebelling. All right, here we go. And number 10, the New York City mayoral race. They had a debate with a whole bunch of Democratic Party candidates, and
no Republicans need apply.
Well, I mean, it looks like, you know, the conventional wisdom in New York is that the Democrat usually wins. However, there have been cases where that has not been the case. And you know who is going to probably win the Republican nomination?
Curtis Sliwa.
Curtis Sliwa, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Talk radio host from WABC.
Yeah, but
been on there a long time.
But he's such a character, you know, the guardian angel. He wears the red sateen jacket and the beret. And he's sort of like Spider-Man in New York. I had lunch with him once, and he was wearing his jacket and his hat.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was having lunch with Spider-Man. People go, hey, Curtis, you know, he's sort of like a local, you know, hero. It'd be funny if he became mayor. That would just be so weird.
Well, it's him versus Andrew Yang, apparently.
Wouldn't that be? Yeah. Yang's got problems.
Yin and Yang.
Yeah. Andrew Yang was like a front runner until he went up against real New York politicians and sort of taken his lunch. So I don't think he'll get it, but we'll see. And California politics tied in there. So we have a lot of like local politics going on in New York and in California.
Do you think the people that are in, let's say, Ashley, Illinois, are concerned about who's the governor of California, who the mayor of New York is? It's like that old business of the flyover states versus the states on the coasts.
Well, only if you think that our survey has any kind of consequence beyond just a point of interest on a show like this.
If we're talking
about who's going to be the president of the United States or something, and we're weighing the electoral votes of one population center and another population center versus places that have few electoral votes, then it becomes an issue. But I don't think it's an issue. No, obviously they're not as concerned. It is interesting. I mean, I would think that the recall election coming up this fall with Andrew Newsom, or what happened 20 years ago with Gray Davis and Arnold Schwarzenegger, is of interest to people across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because the mayor of New York City is such a nationally consequential position, as evidenced by Rudy Giuliani's rise and Bloomberg's rise from that spot. They call that the second hardest job in the world. Koch was an interesting character.
Dinkins was, too, I mean, as far as that's concerned. You can think about all the former mayors, but after Bloomberg, who's going to remember that boob Blasio?
Well, he's currently the mayor, so
I understand.
He's the current reigning boob. Did you call him a boob?
I call him Bob Blasio or Blah Blasio. I just think he's one of the best representations of a know-nothing politician who makes a lot of noise. People pay attention to him for they know not what. They vote in a name, and what you got is a bunch of nothing. I mean, the guy's... compare him to the likes of Bloomberg. There isn't even any comparison. And yet, they have the same job. It's pretty amazing.
Do you remember a couple of years ago, you and I were debating over Bloomberg's chances of getting the nomination?
Yeah, I do remember that. I was still there, man. I say till a bitter end.
Just like a number of Trumpers out there are saying he's going to be reinstated when the evidence comes forth from the MyPillow guy.
Right, yeah. But Trump says he knows he's going to be. I mean, that's why you look at this guy is psychologically, what's the story with him? He's sure he's going to be reinstated in August. I mean, he just says anything that comes in. Okay, so that's fine. But the problem with that is that people pay attention to it, and, you know, it becomes like the election fraud thing. Was there a fraud?
In all seriousness, there's concern that his ongoing interviews in which he's saying there was election fraud and that the recounts are going to prove that he is the duly elected president and Biden is an imposter, you know, is not the real president, can lead to more events of January 6th.
Yeah.
And this is a concern. It's a very serious situation. So, folks, if you do believe that the president, the former president, was unfairly, you know, dealt with, you know, because of fraud,
dismissed.
Well, okay, you're entitled to that. But if you think it's kind of a frivolous thing, you know, sort of seeking victory at the expense of truth and what the hell, you're going down a real dark alley because it could be quite dangerous.
Well, that could be tied to number five, the investigation.
Well, we haven't gotten there.
January 6th. I know. We're still
hung up on number 10. You should be quiet. At number nine, social media bias tied with the JBS ransomware attack. That's a serious problem. At number eight, U.S. Relations with China and Russia and the U.S.-Afghanistan pullout. A little foreign affairs going on there. At number seven, immigration reform, the economy, and the shortage of workers in the labor market. At number six, race relations, police reform, gun violence, and the Tulsa massacre anniversary. Talk about reparations in Tulsa. Number five, the January 6th investigation debate. There you go. At number four, Israeli political turmoil. And number three, voter legislation initiatives around the country. Number two, Donald Trump. He's a category all by himself at number two, believe it or not. And then election fraud claims and theories. And with the word theory comes the word conspiracy. Mm-hmm. At number one, COVID-19, vaccines, politics, and stats. And there's your snapshot of the stories. Do you want me to attempt a rundown of the 10 most talked about people?
No. Well, we're going to do that in just a matter of moments here, so stand by for that. The people list up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. Reminder time about how to maintain your health and well-being the correctamundo way. That's by keeping the weight that you work so hard to get off your body, keeping it off. Let's keep it off. You can do that courtesy of this this product. That's the best word I can come up with, and good adjective it is. 24 years, Calitrin has been on top of the weight loss game, and more as you gain, you will gain by using the Calitrin way to lose weight. You think that sentence makes sense? Yeah, it kind of does. You gain in your own health and well-being by losing the weight and keeping it off, and that's really what Calitrin does. Keeps the weight off. And when you check out at toploss.com, which is the official website for Calitrin, where you can buy it, where you can find out how it works, where you can talk to somebody in a private session giving you advice about how to lose weight, keep it off, all kinds of counselors available at toploss.com. When you check out, this could be a liquid or a capsule, take it before you go to bed at night, but you can get a 90-day supply free when you use the DJV code. Figure it out. Find out how it works, how it'll help you out. It's fabulous. It really is. And again, the underscore is 86% success rate, so you know it works. They've been around 24 years. You know it works. It's all natural. You know it works. So take my advice, if you will. Get healthy. Experience this. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code on checkout. Get 3 months free, and a free shipping situation exists as well. Again, the DJV code at toploss.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night and you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
This is our shot. At all those postponed weddings, birthdays, and holidays. Our shot at getting back to work. The COVID-19 vaccines are ready, and so is Walgreens. With pharmacy experts ready to help you get it safely for free. Because this is our shot at getting back together. Schedule yours today at walgreens.com/ourshot.
No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccines subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
All right, so let's go through the people list now here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael, you want to take the top 10 people on this list prepared by you and your folks?
Yep, it's Xi Jinping at 10 and Vladimir Putin at 9. Kamala Harris is at 8. Number 7, Kevin McCarthy. 6 is Mitch McConnell. Benjamin Netanyahu is at 5. At number 4, we have Donald Trump, tied with, of all people, a blast from the past, Sidney Powell. She's back in the game and weaving her web of conspiracies. Rand Paul is at 3, Fauci's at 2, and Biden's at 1. And
Sidney Powell, isn't she the girlfriend of the president Michael Douglas played in The American President? Remember that movie?
Oh, gosh.
I thought her name was Sidney.
Yeah. Her name was Sidney. I don't know if it was Powell. I don't think it was Powell, but that was Annette Bening.
Yes.
That was a great movie.
That was a fabulous movie.
Yeah.
It was a really good movie. There's some pretty interesting stories.
Let's talk about Michael Douglas on the other side.
All right, let's talk about Michael Douglas on the other side. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are back in the driver's seat, if you will. Information about the talk radio world, the news talk radio world. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com. Also can find it on the DGV Show website, djvshow.com, and on our social media as well. You asked me to bring Michael Douglas.
Yeah, you mentioned Michael Douglas before, and Michael Douglas has a phenomenal smash on his hands on Netflix with the third season of The Kaminsky Method.
It's great. Didn't you love it?
I think it's one of the best things I've ever seen in any on any stage or in any TV show or film. It's that well acted and woven, and I gobbled down the new six episodes.
Did
on Netflix. Yeah, the problem with watching this show is it goes so fast because it's so fine. It's just so well crafted.
It's so Hollywood, if you will.
Yeah, well, having spent years
stories,
in Hollywood.
Yeah, but I mean, the story's about Hollywood, but it's also done by big-time Hollywood people who know how to do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, I mean, it is. It's about as good as the stuff, anything he's done. He's really aging because of that cancer, I think. But when he and Alan, there's obviously fabulous chemistry between those two.
Well, Alan Arkin is not in the third season. They just have flashbacks.
Not?
Yeah, the character dies. I think the real reason is that Alan Arkin just didn't want to go through the pressure at his age. He is advanced years.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, there are a lot of older folks in this. Kathleen Turner shows up. It's pretty. Even Haley Joel Osment plays as an adult a role in it.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. Just remarkable, and I highly recommend it to anybody. I don't normally do that, but
You know what else is really fabulous that comes, I think, in the same vein as the Kaminsky Method is this mayor from Easttown. If you haven't seen that on HBO, we don't normally talk about this, as Michael said, on this program, but this is something with Kate Winslet that when you see her, you won't recognize it. You don't know unless you really start, who is that person? Unless you know it's her. That's what the first episode I saw. I just came across it because I was flipping through channels one night, and I saw this, and I was intrigued with the premise of the show. And then I kept asking her, who in the hell is that? And it came to me, it was Kate Winslet, who's an old, she plays an old, frumpy police person in a little town in Pennsylvania. But it's a really good story. I would recommend that.
Yeah,
okay,
because
so
many people remember her from the Titanic, and it's hard to believe how many years ago the Titanic was.
Yeah, she's 45 now. Yeah,
45. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things the stories this week is because she has a little belly budge, a little belly bulge that was part of a love scene that she did with Guy Pearce. They wanted to take it out, and she said, no, leave it in. Which I thought was kind of interesting.
Was her belly bulge based upon being pregnant, or was her belly bulge based on having too many beers?
Probably having a few too many beers, maybe a couple of extra hot dogs or whatever it is. Yes, but, yeah, it was cool. Okay, I want to put together and give you the opportunity to sort of chime in on the correlative value of China as a main focus in any number of stories that are in the countdown, from the vaccine itself to the economy and how they're playing in that, to our relationship with China and them saying we're going to really up our nuclear arsenal because we're obviously going to have a confrontation with America, and then all of the business of the ransomware and how they're involved in that with their technology. I think, with your permission, I'm going to step aside. I want to throw a couple of suggestions and then get your reaction to it based on perhaps in part what you've heard on a lot of these talk radio programs this week. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 20.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The May jobs report showed employers are still struggling to find workers as the economy quickly reopens. After a slow gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Boucher says there's still a solid gain and expects that hiring will pick up. President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts are noting there's still a disconnect between employers who need workers immediately and the unemployed, who might be looking for better jobs with better pay. They also might lack child care or be waiting for the virus to completely go away. The number of people looking for work fell in May after 3 months of gains. This is USA Radio News. Former President Trump is reacting to the 2-year suspension on his Facebook account after the company's oversight board found he incited violence leading up to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Trump wrote in a statement that Facebook's decision was an insult to the people who voted for him in the 2020 election. He said they shouldn't be allowed to get away with censoring and silencing. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a statement after the committee questioned former Trump White House counsel Don McGahn. The committee is still continuing to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 election. He said Mr. Gahn was clearly distressed by President Trump's refusal to follow his legal advice again and again. He said McGahn shed new light on several troubling events. He was questioned behind closed doors, but a transcript of the interview should be released by next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Four at the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, see if we can work Phil into our thought pattern here, Michael. Phil,
yeah.
Please play the countdown intro again, will you, so that we can regale in its wonderfulness. See, we can't even do that.
He won't be able to do it again because he couldn't do it before.
We're slaves to the damn computers.
Yeah, we would cue the record up.
Yeah. We had a cart, stick them in, and push the button. You know, everybody thinks we're having all these great advancements.
Listen to this. From the newsroom high atop Stephen Tower, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show in the air everywhere. Jingle Singles Singers.
That's right.
Who are they?
They are the Stephen Jingle Singers.
Isn't that funny how jingles of that nature still sound reasonable on radio?
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
You know,
I think
jingles.
How we've had that jingle for a long time. As long as we've been around doing this,
do you realize that the people who sing on jingles are real people with real lives?
Not anymore. Don't they have some new kind of synthetic thing that's being announcers' voices and musicians that are all going to be made up by a computer? Isn't that coming along? I thought that was how I saw it.
Eventually they'll have the Doug Steffen program. They'll be able to do
without
the show.
Doug Steffen, right.
Without Doug Steffen.
They have a Rush Limbaugh show now, and there's no Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, well, that's a step in that direction. But I'm serious. They'll be able to synthesize anything. Computer-generated, Clark Gable movies.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
John Wayne comes back.
They already have virtual concerts of dead performers like Michael Jackson, Buddy Holly, people. You know, you actually see a hologram of them on the stage.
Yeah.
So
it was I wanted to see the Roy Orbison hologram. I haven't seen it. Have you seen that?
No.
That looks like
a
pretty good show. Yeah.
But those jingles, those jingles are, you know what sounds funny? You ever hear choruses from the 40s and the 30s? They sound so alien to today's musical tastes.
Yes.
It's just so interesting.
The chorus is matured with the advent of the Jordanaires. That's when it changed. The whole business of...
The Jordanaires.
Don't you remember the Jordanaires?
They were on everybody's hit record. They were the boom, boom.
Exactly. Mostly boom, Elvis. Boom.
But they were, what's her face? Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline.
They did a lot of those things. They were the quintessential rock and roll sound.
Yeah, they were.
And by today's standards, they sound very, very dated. But
fun.
But basically very seminal in terms of the history of music. So
yeah. All right, so there's our music lesson. Let's get back to talk. I would like to throw this out and then have you bounce around with some of my theories with regard to the Chinese. I think they're important players in at least four of the stories this week. The ransomware attack on JBS and the continuing ransomware attacks, they are enabling with their technology and then the concert of the Russians who have they've got Edward Snowden and some other character, but mostly Snowden, that's taking what they learned from the Chinese and put it to use in hacking things. So there's that. Then there's our relationship with China, the whole business about we are going to go to war and we better be prepared. Then there's the investigation into China with regard to the vaccines, and on and on it goes. But it was very interesting this week to see how Fauci tried to... I'm of the opinion this time next week Fauci will be gone. What about you? You think?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen with Fauci. I truly... And I'm not saying that to be dismissive of the importance of the question. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I find Fauci to be... sort of a human being, a man with strengths and weaknesses.
In
the eye of a storm that has become so politicized. And, I personally tend to think he's not a bad guy, but there are people that hate him.
Because of the politics. I think he's probably a nice guy. I think he's exercised bad judgment, it would seem. If you look at some of those, how much time was spent on the air this week talking about those email? That came out. What did you think of that as you listened around?
Well, I mean, this is all part of the political connection to the COVID-19 crisis, which was the main story of this era. This is not even a short period, 2 months, 3 months. This is an era, and we're going to be in it for a long time. The ramifications of the COVID era are still playing out. We're not out of it yet. We're on the tail end of it. Hopefully, we don't even know that. So we don't know whether these vaccines are going to need boosters. We don't know whether they really are going to work for a long period. We don't know if there's going to be outbreaks. If it's going to come back with a variant. There's so much, to use the word uncertainty connected to this, and so much political debate over it, that anybody caught in the middle, such as Fauci, is going to come out, wounded because of the slings and arrows that are being shot at him.
Because of the nastiness of so many people. That's apparently part of human nature, part of the things that we learn about our fellow man. And women, it's just we have people with a real nasty side, and one wonders why. The number four issue this week, Israeli political turmoil. I got a kick out of somebody who said to me that Netanyahu was finished. And I laughed in the guy's face. I was polite about it, but I said, you're kidding me, You don't even know what this guy, this guy will be a player. He'll be involved. He'll be behind the scenes. He'll be in front of the camera. He'll be everywhere. This guy's not going away just because somebody, yanked him out and pulled a rug out from underneath him. You don't understand the starch that this guy has. Right? Am I right? Do you think?
You are right. And in Israel, because the population is low and the politicians are so seasoned, that they keep him around for a long time. And we're seeing a taste with Trump of what it's like in many other countries, where you have opposing political parties, and the prime minister is the head of the party that's in power, and they come and they go and they come back.
Right.
They don't go away. So you can be sure Netanyahu, if he is removed from the prime minister position, he'll still be the head of his Likud party, and will always be working toward coming back, because they don't have that many leaders in a place that's you know, it's a small country. You're absolutely right, Netanyahu. But he may lose his position.
I lose his position for now, but then comes back again. And one of the things, when you and I were there together, we interviewed him in that little closet that was his office. The thing that is most people think about capitals of major countries and the ornateness of the building. You look at London, you look at Paris, you look at some of the buildings in Germany or any big country, our country, and how much is devoted to making our capital city look like something amazing and not like anything else in the world. The Knesset is just a flat, ugly building on the top of a hill. There's nothing to it, really, other than, the chambers are okay, but when you wander around in the building, it looks like a warehouse.
Politicians in Israel basically conduct themselves as business people. Mm-hmm. They're more like business executives in office buildings than they are ceremonial figures in some type of imperial, ceremonial fanfare with, towers and, pillars and, all of these fancy Romanesque buildings. And we tend as societies to try to aggrandize ourselves, where it's larger than life. It's, the architecture, the ceremonies. Look at how Great Britain does, with the Queen in her golden, it's made out of solid gold carriage with horses pulling it and guys in uniforms.
The train the Queen has, I took a ride on that once. That was really an experience.
All that ceremonial stuff, societies do that. I mean, it's deep psychology of the human, condition, is that we like to think that we're part of something that's bigger than us, that's grand, that our culture will be remembered for thousands of years. We were here. Look at our architecture. Look at our pyramids. Look at our castles. Look at our monuments.
Who cares?
Well, it'll all be gone in a few thousand years, because everything erodes, and history, it's very hard to maintain history because you forget there was nobody there at the time. With video, it's going to be a lot easier than before video, because imagine if we had video of Jesus or George Washington on film, so 1,000 years from now, if we preserve everything, they'll be able to see Kennedy, be able to see Trump, whereas now we only have artists' depictions of them and stories. But this whole idea of creating larger-than-life images, flags, eagles, flyovers, it all is to make us feel better about the terrible mediocrity of our existences.
Mm-hmm. Right, as it continues. On the people list from Talkers Magazine, these are the folks that are involved, kind of inveigle themselves into the conversation each week. We have a top 10 list, and on it this week is Xi Jinping. I never pronounce his name right. I know how to pronounce his name, but I don't think he deserves the respect. So I butcher it just because I feel like butchering it, because I don't like him. Number 9, Bad Vlad is there. At number 8, Kamala Harris. Number 7, Kevin McCarthy. Mitch McConnell's at 6. Netanyahu is at 5. Trump is at 4. Rand Paul, boomeranging up the list this week, number 3, mostly because of his exchange with Dr. Tony Fauci, but Fauci's in here at number 2 for lots of other reasons beside his conversation with Rand Paul, Senator Paul. And number 1 on the people list, as you might imagine, President of the United States, Joe Biden. That's the list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com and djvshow.com. 44 after the hour, a preview of the Talkers Convention coming up next.
This is our shot at all those postponed weddings, birthdays, and holidays. Our shot at getting back to work. The COVID-19 vaccines are ready, and so is Walgreens, with pharmacy experts ready to help you get it safely for free. Because this is our shot. at Getting Back Together. Schedule yours today at walgreens.com/ourshot.
No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the MySlippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the winter time, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com using that discount code DJV at checkout. Story list now from Talkers Magazine. The week of May 31st to June 4th is in our focus. I'm Doug Steffen with the top 10. Starting at number 10, politics in California and New York, political races there, that sort of thing. Number 9, the ransomware attack on the meat processor from Brazil and what that's doing to your pocketbook. Relationships with China and Russia, that seems to always find itself into the top 10. It's number 8 this week. Immigration reform, problems on the border, they're being investigated, kind of, but not being solved. Number 6 are relationships with others with regard to the Tulsa massacre and what we have learned about that. Number 5, the January 6th investigation. And number 4, what's going on in Israel. And number 3, the voter legislation initiatives. Number 2, Donald Trump, more claims. And number 1 was COVID, as has been the case. Doug Steffen here, the top 10. All right, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen with the bold and the beautiful here. It's back. The Talkers Convention will be a week from today at Hofstra University. And so who's coming to dinner, Michael?
Well, a lot of people, obviously, from you to, my goodness, I mean, we have so many names there, it's incredible, and, you know, it'll be on video so people can see it. We'll let everybody know how they can see it after the fact. It's kind of closed to the industry, so we're not promoting it here. I'm not trying to get people to go to it, but...
It's not open to the public. It's just one of those things that becomes a conversation piece like other things that you can find at Talkers, the Heavy 100, the weekly topics that we talk about here all of the time. There's a lot of meat there. And this is one of the things that became a standard, 28, 29 years ago.
Talkers have been around 31 years, so we've been doing conventions, first with NARCH and then Talkers. It's been about 30 years of conventions. Amazing history.
Yeah, it is. All right, so we'll talk about that, and it'll be something that you can follow at talkers.com or thedjvshow.com. It's 10 before the hour.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now time for our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman. It's once in a while it feels like the J's never stop. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college law professor at Bentley University, expert on scams, and a great pal. So I'm looking at these stories. You know what? I bet you think the same thing as I do, because oftentimes your mind and mine work the same. Maybe that's what happens when you spend a lot of time with somebody over the years. But some of this stuff is old. Okay, number three this week. Voter related. I'd like to have you comment on the legal status, the implications of some of the things that are on the talker's top 10 list. So at number three, voter legislation initiatives. Aren't you tired of listening to these conversations, reading about it? It's so old. Can't we come up with something? I mean, look at these other, and I'm not taking a pot shot at the talker's list. I'm just saying from the point of view of people who are supposedly trying to intrigue us with their ideas, the same old stuff over and over and over again. So how do we combat that there, pal?
You know, the mind seems to demand novelty, and there are a lot of topics that aren't going to be resolved quickly, such as immigration law and the environment and, frankly, voting. And this is something where, all of the evidence that came in challenging the last election were deemed to be false. And this was by Republicans and Democrats and courts. So we're pretty sure that the voting was effective. But there is nothing wrong with legitimately making sure that voting is done properly. However, when it's done to restrict voting, That is as anti-democratic as you can get. And so while states like Texas and others are trying to change the voting laws, they still are newsworthy. So I think we may part ways on this. I think this is a critical story as far as democracy goes. I just wish, and I think you do the same thing, people would talk to each other and not just posture.
Well, how about we resolve it? I'm not saying it's not important. I just say it's like the January 6th investigation, which is number 5 this week on the countdown. Same thing applies there, okay? Let's do this. You talk back and forth until your teeth are worn out and you're talking on your gums.
And here's where, we start going, well, in the good old days, I still remember the days when the Republicans and Democrats, sure, they were at each other's throats, but at the end of the day, Tip O'Neill, who was Speaker of the House, used to go to the White House with Ronald Reagan.
They have a bourbon. Down,
have a few drinks, the correct drink, of course, and they would not only tell stories, they would try and find solutions.
That is what
is so lacking in our politicians today, and it is extremely distressing.
Awful. Okay. So, number 6, race relations, a focus on the Tulsa massacre. I, for one, if I did know about this when I was studying American history, I'd forgotten it. And that leads me to believe that I didn't know about it, was not taught. I got to tell you, until this week, I don't think I knew anything about this. And so I look back at it and the discussions we've had, what legally did these people, understanding what happened in Tulsa when like 35 blocks was burned to the ground and hundreds of people were killed, was there anybody who was ever punished for all of this?
No, not a single person.
I didn't think so.
You know, this is something, and I think he even may have hit on a bigger issue if there is one. I was not aware of Tulsa until about a year or two ago. It was the first time I heard something about it. I was not taught that in school in history, and it's a historical event. I took race relation courses, and they didn't even talk about it. And I think we really need to have the history of race in this country be more a part of the history that is taught to our kids, because the only way not to repeat history is to know what history is.
And that's race, religion, all kinds of things. Not that we have
everything
to
built in.
Underscore, but we're different. We're all different, but yet we're all the same, as is proven by the Genome Project. Everybody talks about, I don't want to be next to this guy because he's black or he's a Jew or whatever it is. And if you look at the actual facts, we are, as a human race, all the same. We are all the same. So why isn't it interesting how we try to make ourselves different and isolate ourselves into our packs or our groups? Really pretty, observationally, it's kind of interesting. Great thing to teach also in a class in school and college, whatever. Professor Stephen J. Wiseman here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.